Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is healthcare news that you can use. On this week's show, are the golden arches really the cure for a migraine? What about those pesky sore throats? Which at-home treatments work and which do not? And heads up to young and old for fall sports. We'll tell you about getting cleared by your healthcare provider and how to avoid a certain foot injury. Well, they say, I'm loving it, but are they really? A recent social media trend claims that a Coke and fries from McDonald's can help your migraine. It is a topic worth exploring, as the American Migraine Foundation says around 39 million Americans live with the ailment. But is a salty caffeine meal really the way to go? Ashley Workman is an APRN at OSF Illinois Neurological Institute who specializes in headaches. She says there's a little bit of truth to the viral claim.
In theory, purchasing a Coke from McDonald's is still not the healthiest, best option, but I can't argue that caffeine may not have a benefit when someone is having a migraine headache. Caffeine can also help with vasoconstriction, and then there is a vascular kind of side of migraine, so that's where that could also come in to provide some benefit.
But she says the long-term risks of fast food do not outweigh the benefits.
Ultra-processed foods are absolutely associated or connected with higher risk of obesity, developing type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, can really even have an influence then in a sedentary lifestyle, which then can impact our mental health. So it really can have a spiral effect on our health from a long-term perspective.
Instead, to reduce migraines, evaluate your sleep, stress, diet, exercise, and for women, your hormones. Try cold water instead of soda, and a magnesium supplement can also help. You might also read online about at-home hacks for a sore throat. OSF family medicine physician Isha McConkie is putting them in the yes or no column. First up, ice cream.
I know it feels good, but it will increase mucus production in most people, and that's going to actually exacerbate the irritation long term. We also don't want a lot of sugar content.
Cough drops with xylitol are also a yes. So are soups and salt water. And it's a yes to popsicles. Just go for a sugar-free or juice-infused option. A honey-infused tea can also help.
You can even add a little bit of cayenne, which might, in some types of sore throat, make it worse, but most people find that it can be very soothing. It has some numbing properties to it.
But don't take that spices suggestion as an invite to eat more spicy food. Dr. McConkie says, for example, the acidity in tacos can make a sore throat worse. Plantar fasciitis. It's a hard-to-say condition and one you want to avoid. OSF physical therapist Brittany Zick says it refers to the band of tissue that supports the arch of your foot. That area can get stressed, causing pain. Treatment includes massage, stretching your hamstrings, dry needling, or finding the right footwear.
So shoes are really important for preventing and managing plantar fasciitis. So you want a shoe that gives good arch support and allows your toes to extend.
And don't forget, here locally, OSF Sacred Heart in Danville offers physical therapy. Well, those foot injuries might be something your child's pediatrician looks at during the annual sports or school physical. And with the school year coming up, time is running out to make that appointment. Certain grades or sports require a physical on file, so check with your child's school if you haven't already. Dr. Luis Garcia is an OSF pediatrician in Danville. He says if your child has a condition like asthma, diabetes, or an allergy, the yearly physical can document that for school.
If that was the case, of course, there are forms that we could also give, that we actually give parents for them to bring to school in order to have, you would say, like an advance directive on what to do in case that there is any concerns.
Bring as much of your child's health information to the physical and remind the kiddo that this isn't a stranger poking and prodding them. It's a trusted adult who's looking out for them.
It all starts with trying to establish a good rapport with our patients in a way that, and explaining them that all of this is actually, or are actually part of the regular physical.
Again, Dr. Garcia is one of three OSF pediatricians here in Danville. That is a rarity for one office. And Dr. Garcia speaks Spanish for families who have that as their primary language. The number for that OSF Danville Pediatrics Clinic is 217-477-4716. 217-477-4716. Or just Google OSF Pediatrics Danville. That's healthcare news you can use for this week. For more, visit osfhealthcare.org. I'm Tim Dittman.